and Jones.
Good morning. It is 11 past 10 o'clock. News Radio 830 WCCO. We are on the air. We are online and we are on demand, and we are happy to have you with us. Eleanor Mondale off today. I'm Susie Jones. In the news, the government says new home sales rebounded unexpectedly last month, but were still the second worst on record and remained well below last year's levels. The Commerce Department says sales rose 4.7% in February to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 337,000 from an upwardly revised January figure of 322,000. So even after these revisions to January sales, the month remained the worst on record dating back to 1963. So we're still in this housing, I'll call it a situation rather than a slump, because I think people tend to get irritated with the media because they think we make it worse by talking about it all the time. But it is what it is, and our property tax statements are what they are. I don't know if you've gotten yours in the mail yet. I just got mine a few days ago, and on that piece of paper is the value of your home, according to the government. And I was surprised at the value of my home. I don't believe that that number that was on the piece of paper is the number that I could get if I was actually trying to sell my house right now. And so we have invited to the program Michael Ettman. He is with Moss and Barnett Law Firm, and also Moss and Barnett, the host of Minnesota Law, Saturdays at noon here on WCCO. Michael, thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is an issue that a lot of people share my angst about, I would say. I was just talking to my friend the other day, and her neighbor got his property tax statement and saw that number and said, if you can get me that for the house right now, I'll pack my things tonight and I'll be out by midnight. So what happens when we see that statement and we are alarmed at it and we think it's not the right number? What do we do?
Well, there's a couple of actions you can take, and I want to offer just a brief explanation of exactly how the county and city comes up with those numbers to begin with.
Good idea.
Each year, cities, counties, school districts, other taxing entities determine their annual budgets. And then after removing any portion of those budgets that can be recovered from other sources, such as grants or state and federal funding, the remainder necessary for the daily and yearly operations and services for government programs comes from property taxes.
Okay.
Now, the property taxes are determined primarily by the value of each property and how that value relates to the total value of all property in that taxable district, for example, Hennepin County or the city of Minneapolis. The assessed value, then, which is what shows up on all of the property tax statements, establishes each property owner's share of that total overall value. Of course, there's other factors involved, but the market value or the assessed market value tends to be a very dominant factor. Local government assessors each year evaluate and adjust the estimated market value that show up on those property tax statements. And as is widely publicized, the sudden fallout in the real estate prices has sent everyone in a downward spiral, spinning out of control in most instances.
But here's my question. So if the market is going down, the spiraling out of control, why wouldn't your property tax statement reflect that? Why wouldn't they say that instead of the value of my home is at $200,000, your value of your home is now just at $100,000, therefore my taxes will be adjusted downward so I don't have to pay as much because the value of my home isn't as much as it once was?
It is. Counties and cities are slowly making those adjustments. There is a lot of information out there. Assessors sometimes have thousands of properties that they have to evaluate every single year. Combined with what is historically an unprecedented downturn in the real estate values, it doesn't always mean that the assessors are able to adjust as quickly as the market has determined what the market value of the property may be. So assessors do try to get it right, and they try to get it right as quickly as possible, but there's just so many properties out there and so much adjustments to make, it's an overwhelming task to keep up.
All right, very good. Again, our guest is Michael Ettman with Moss and Barnett, and we're talking about property tax taxes and your home values, and then, more importantly, what to do if you think that maybe you want to appeal this. What can do you, first of all, can you do anything about it when you get that statement in the mail and you disagree with it? Can you do something about it? And if yes is the answer, Michael, then what? How hard is it? Those kinds of things. And we want to make sure that we invite our listeners in this because I know a lot of people have questions. 651-989-9226 is the number to call if you have a question for Michael. If you're out of the area, it's toll-free 1-866-989-9226. You can email us at WCCORadio.com. Just click on that email studio now button. Or, of course, we are Twittering about this right now. So you'll find us on Twitter and we are on Facebook. So, Michael, I look at my property tax statement and I say, I don't believe it. I want to do something about it. What's my first phone call?
What you can do initially is do quite a bit of the research yourself. Take a look at that property tax statement. Compare the value of your property to what it was last year, what it was the year before that, or many times it even has what the county or city is projecting for the following year. Did it increase or decrease? Did you make any changes to your property that would have altered the value, such as remodeling or any other adjustments like that? You can also compare the estimated value with other similar properties in your area. See if it makes sense to your neighbor's property or the house down the street, any of those types of properties. What about your property would either make it similar or distinct from those properties, as well as more or less valuable than those other properties?
Is it a good idea to do this research ahead of time so that you're not wasting your time, or is this stuff you're going to have to do anyway if you do decide to appeal?
It is stuff you're going to have to know anyway if you decide to talk to the assessor's office. It's going to be good knowledge for you in determining whether or not you even have a good and reasonable case for an appeal. The benefit is most of this information is available online through the county websites, sometimes the city websites. So the information is out there and obtainable. It's all public information. Another easy way to find information on property is to look for sales information in your area. For example, if you live in a townhome, when was the last unit similar to yours sold and for how much? That should be a large determining factor in the value of your property. Are there other properties listed in your area that haven't sold despite being listed at what below your estimated market value?
All right. Now, Michael, we are going to take a break right now, but when we come back, we have a lot of folks on the phone that want to talk to you. We'll start with Tim, Pat, Bob, and Bob. We have two Bobs. And then we will take their calls after this break. And also, I want to ask again, what can people expect going through the appeals process? So we'll answer that question after this on News Radio 830 WCCO. It's Mondale and Jones.
Friday mornings at 7:35 on the WCCO Morning News with Dave Lee.
We're concerned that people get discouraged and may stop looking. About 150,000 people a month are finding jobs.
Minnesota Employment Commissioner Dan McElroy. On air, online, and on demand. News Radio 830 WCCO.
Hey, Susie Jones here for Relief Laser. We were just talking this morning about this cold laser technology, and so many people called afterwards. And if you live with chronic pain or have joint pain or a skin condition, or maybe you had an injury that's just not healing correctly, you've tried a lot of things, I really do believe in this, and I really do encourage you to call Relief Laser today. I'll say the number, 612-870-6224. We talked about this cold laser technology. It's safe, it's painless, it's non-invasive, and proven to be successful, even for folks that think they've tried everything. I know my mom has done it. She's had treatments for her sciatic nerve, just like one of our callers, and she too feels better. And again, it's about getting that quality of life back. 612-870-6224. Again, cold laser is painless and non-invasive. And you can be relaxed while you're having these light pads put on you. And again, this light is infused at different wavelengths to help energize the cells and then support the natural healing process, reducing pain and inflammation. So call today, 612-870-6224, serving the greater Twin Cities area. Relief Laser is located in the 2800 Medical Building on the campus of Abbott Northwestern Hospital, right there on the corner of 28th and Chicago in Minneapolis. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Call Relief Laser today, 612-870-6224, or visit them online, relieflaser.com.
And we are proud to have our keynote speaker at the I Want My Business to Thrive Business Conference, a man who wrote the book, Who Is the Book on Local Business, Dex.
Thank you, too kind. For years, I, Dex, have spoken to your customers on your behalf. And today, I am proud to talk directly to you about what? The World Wide Web. Oh, but fear not, business persons. I am here to help. Not only can I help you access the selling power of our Dex directories and DexKnows.com, but you know all those super powerful search engines with the silly names? I know those guys, and I can totally hook you up. Get you registered. Track your results. Put you on the map. The worldwide map. Oh, stop. Stop. That's my name.
Dex has tons of new ways to help business owners reach their potential by reaching the web. Call 1-800-339-1148 to see how Dex can help you get on the web and how the web can help you. Dex knows.
Thank you and good night, soon to thrive business people.
This is Ellen Raimondo with Carol Henderson of the Minnesota Non-Game Wildlife Checkoff.
I made three trips to Alaska in the mid-80s to collect 50 eggs every year to bring back and hatch and release in Minnesota. And then in 1996, after we had already released the birds and there were birds wintering at Monticello, I went up one morning to see how the swans were doing. And I walked down on the river by myself. I was sitting on the rocks right on the edge of the water or the ice, and there was a flock of swans out in the middle of the river. Then one of the swans separated from the flock and he started swimming towards me, closer and closer. And then he steps up out of the water onto the gravel beside me, and he comes up within about 5 or 6 feet of me, and he's just standing there looking at me. And then I zoomed in because he had a band on his leg. So when I got back to the office, I looked up the number, and that was a swan that I had collected as an egg in Alaska in the mid-1980s.
This is Eleanor Mondale. Please remember to make a donation to the Non-Game Wildlife Checkoff when you do your taxes. Your donation will be matched with other conservation funds so that our success stories will continue far into the future.
Broadcasting live from the Buick Studios in downtown Minneapolis, this is 830 WCCO.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
We'll get through it. It's 1023 News Radio 830 WCCO. It's Mondale and Jones. Susie Jones here. 31 degrees outside. Eleanor's off today. Again, happy to have you with us. And we're talking about home values, property tax statements, and what you can do if you think you have got the number wrong and you want to appeal the process. And our guest is Michael Ettman with Moss & Barnett. Again, part of Minnesota Law, Saturdays at noon here on WCCO Radio. We want to get to some calls, Michael, and then talk about the appeals process. Tim is in Ham Lake, and he wants to start us out with a question. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Susie. Question. I believe that tax statements are not directly related to the value of your home. They are, however, directly related to the budgets that they support. I'd like to comment on that.
Okay, Tim, thanks for the call. Does this a little bit get back to the thing you were just talking about with regard to how they're devised? They look at all the whole county and what is needed to support the system. Is that right?
They are interrelated. There are some official guidelines. Property tax values are supposed to be accurately reflect the market value of your home.
Really?
They are supposed to be accurate. There are some specific guidelines where they're not supposed to exceed the market value, but they're at least supposed to be 90% of the market value. But ideally, they're supposed to reflect the exact market value of the property.
What you should, in theory, be able to get for your house, the sale price of your house, right?
That is correct.
So I know for a fact that mine is wrong. I know I couldn't get that amount for my house. So what if? Who should I call and say, this is malarkey, baloney?
Well, the first step, once you make that determination,
I just know it.
the first thing you can do is contact the assessor's office and ask them questions about how the property was valued. Make sure it's correctly classified as a residential property, whether it's homesteaded or non-homesteaded. If it's a commercial property, make sure it's commercial or industrial, or and just confirm that they have all the details correct.
Do you have to pay to have someone come back and reassess to see if they got it wrong?
At this point, if it's a, if you request the reassessment, it'll depend a lot on the timing. There's the actual date to file an appeal with the tax court is April 30th.
Okay.
So you may miss that. If you wait that long for a new assessment to come back, in all likelihood, you're going to miss the date you can actually appeal those taxes. So while you can do that, and it's definitely your right to request a new assessment, you're not always going to make it before that time frame.
All right. Pat is next in Minnetonka on line two with a question. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I have a daughter that just purchased a home in the last month, and the assessed value is quite a bit, like a good $30,000 higher than what they purchased it for. And it was a house that it sat empty for 18 months. So, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I mean, they paid a fair price for it. So what can they do now when the assessed value is so much greater?
Well, that would be an excellent opportunity to get in touch with the assessor's office. It is possible the assessor may not yet know of the sale. It does take some time for the sale of the property to get processed through the system, to show up on the county's filing system, and then make its way to the assessor's office. So in all likelihood, adjustments would be made. However, if she's already going to be on the hook for the taxes right now, she may want to be proactive in getting in touch with the assessor's office, letting them know of the sale and making the adjustments.
All right. Bob is next in Shakopee on line three. Go ahead, Bob. You're on with Michael.
Thank you. See, I'd just like to clarify something for your listeners. You have to kind of remember that values are only changed once a year on January 2nd. The value on your tax statement was actually established on January 2nd of 2008. The market hadn't declined as much back then. So what's more important is when you get your value notice for 2009, that reflects more of what you think you can get for your property now.
All right, that's good information, because I think that's true. Things have been so fluid and so ever-changing that may actually have something to do with why we saw the number we saw.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. The taxes you're paying in 2009 are based on the 2008 value. So you would want to go ahead and look at both that value as well as what is projected for the 2009 value, which you would be paying in 2010 taxes.
All right, again, our guest is Michael Ettman with Moss & Barnett. Heard Saturdays here, Minnesota Law Saturdays at noon on WCCO Radio. We're out of time, but we have so many people more that are on the phone right now. So, Michael, on April 11th, you are going to dedicate your entire show to this very topic, correct?
That is correct, and we would appreciate any calls.
And you'll get a lot of them. And again, for folks listening, do your homework and get that information before you make the call to the county assessor, and then start the ball rolling that way.
Agreed. And check the county assessor's websites. There's a lot of useful information there, and you can answer most of your questions.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Michael Ettman again, Moss & Barnett on News Radio 830 WCCO. We are on the air. We are online. We are on demand. It's WCCO.
Ace.